Blog Talk Radio.
Working as an intern with Will Smith, you say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me. You said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
right. I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
I think it's important to mention that there have been nearly 400 treaties written by the United States in good faith with the Indians, and every single one of them was abrogated. It means broken or changed or altered.
try it again. Let's try it again. Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahuwah be to that seed right.
And Yahuwah bless you, Brother C.S. Well received well. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Well, you know, the national radio station that runs this thing, saying, wait a minute, we have to get your hearing device going. You say you was heard going out, but you wasn't heard coming in, but we have corrected that. Have they corrected that, Elder?
Well, apparently it looks as though they did, because we are having this conversation, which means you can hear me and I can hear you.
Hallelujah. Okay, well, looking at a fine audience right here, 195 international countries, they ready to go. And what's blessing out of New York is 104.715. So what you got to tell this 104.715, and take your time while I try to look at some of these memos I got here and sort it out. Tape number 7, 195 international countries, 104.715. Elder, Mr. Tibbs, you're on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, C.S. Well, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. Looks like another glorious attending number of people of 104,715. My, my. Well, that's quite a bit of people that came to hear the words of Yahuwah. And that's what we're going to do. Because we know we all came to hear those things that most of us can hear, and some listening never understand. And that's without proper teaching. That's where we come in, to teach the words of Yahuwah. So knowing that, we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry that's open unto your life and coming to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahuwah's word, connecting the Bible books for your biblical education, your health, and foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek. And now you found that what you have sought in Yahuwah's ministry. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. Now, for the members that don't know when the Sabbath is, the top part of the Sabbath is Friday, our current time of the program starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class will start at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your current smart devices. Even your smartwatch will work. Right in the search line, enter www.tribe.hdh.com. After you click enter, just under the line, you're going to see some choices. One is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you possibly may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Now, I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live. Also, to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods that we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, that while there, don't forget to check the calendar to keep yourself, family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. The calendar is set up with biblical descriptions of what the feast days are, when they begin, and when they end. So it's a good note to check our calendar when you log onto the website. For our live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time, like now. To get there, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, type three words, Yakwa Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for two main teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears, and you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We currently have two email addresses also. The first is tribe, that's T-R-I-B-E, Y-H-D-H, at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answer, or related topics. The other is Y-H-D-H, Y-S-R-A-E-L, at gmail.com. This is also sold for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. We also have a few numbers that you can righteously call with Yakwa in mind. The first is the live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 69 accounts of Yahweh's ministry. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, remember, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except for Fridays. The current time of this program for its repeated time after it's recorded will be after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. Once again, type in three words, Yahwa Radio Live. After clicking enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Also, we're making it possible for the listening members to get a recording of any program by request. Just call the international number to order any particular day or number of days. Also, for your information, one good note. Now, during the normal broadcast of Broad Talk, we're also broadcasting live on Pal Talk, listed under ethnic groups, African American. Look for Yakwa True Name Teachers. This is where Yakwa's word is also working. There, a few days a week, we'll also be there to answer any Bible questions. Elder Josiah and Elder Mr. Tibbs, that's myself, with Seer Israel. And also, if Broad Talk ends early, our broadcast will continue on Pal Talk. As you're doing this, remember to keep the scriptures in mind, because this is what it's all about, Sephora, keeping Yahweh's scriptures in mind. But when you're trying to do this, don't try to win the bump the gums contest, because you will miss all of Yahweh's glory, which is said unto you. We're here rehearsing the righteous act to learn Yahweh's words. Remember what it said to us in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring unto your remembrance whatever I have said unto you." So these things that are said to us, we definitely will try to remember, or most of us will, for we've seen the righteous act. So at this time, we will try to turn our program back over to our Seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yakwa.
Hello, Yakwa, Mr. Tibbs. Excellent again. Well, excellent again. Like you did say, remember, whatever time this broadcast ends, any questions pertaining to anything that was said on the ninth lesson, then be free to come to the Pal Talk room and come to the microphone and speak the scriptures that you might not understand. If you don't understand it, we got elders there prepared to help you. And like I said again, help you understand one thing. It's a big job ahead of us. And what we got to do is get these children of Israel to understand that it's an order. That's why the series is called, by the program director, it's called Do Order, YHWH, Do His People's Israel. So if you're going to learn Do Order, you must learn it through exactly what was said, through His People's Israel. That's how you learn Do Order. All we got to do is one thing, think inside of the Bible. If you think inside the Bible, guess what? You will be in a good spirit if you think inside the Bible. Once you think outside of the Bible, that's when the spirit will get away from you, and it'll show up on you all over the place. All right, good enough. Enough said on that. It's part number 7. But we're going to go down and see if we can find Brother Yahdai Israel and see if we can get something going on another episode. Part number 7. So we're going to find him, see if we can get him ready to go. He'll have no problem coming out the gate with his aid position, and that's what it's all about. So when you meet your brother, what a loud voice you say, Brother Yahdai Israel, Yahweh be with you there, C. Royal.
Yahweh bless you, C. Israel, C. Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, well, that Brother Yahdai Israel. Well, you know I'm always ready to go. And whatever we did over the weekend or whatever, we haven't done that night. We got to step it up and get something else in right now. So that's the way we see this thing, because we racing to get in a sit-down position, but we got to set the stage to make it happen. So that's what it's all about. So I'm always excited to come for the national audience to do my part and whatever you give me to give, do. And we clear that you're there on the same reason. So how about let's get a little loop. Chapter 12, verse 12, Brother Yahdai Israel. Let's get a little loop going on and see which way the righteous spirit wants this thing to go. Come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. That's big talk again, Brother Yahdai Israel. That's big talk. The righteous spirit in that very same hour will teach you what you ought to say. Let's open up in 2 Ezra chapter 9, and we'll look at verse 30 to 37. We'll take a look at something and see what do this supposed to mean. We go on to and see, and Mark gonna pull this verse. Let's see what's going on. Now we'll go see what the seer got to say and take number 7. 2 Ezra chapter 9, verse 30 down to verse 37. What's going on with that verse there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of 2 Ezra, chapter 9, verse number 32 through 39 to 37 reads.
Mm-hmm.
Book of 2 Ezra, chapter 9, verse number 32. But our fathers, which received...
Now make it 30. No, make it 30. I'll pick it up at 30 to 37 there. Oh, Yahdai Israel. 2 Ezra 30 down to 37. Pick it up at 2 Ezra chapter 9, verse 30 to 37. That's my final verdict, Brother Yahdai Israel. Come on.
The book of 2 Ezra chapter 9, verse number 30 through 37 reads. 2 Ezra 9, verse number 30. And I say it, and I spake and saying, "Hear me, O Israel, and mark my words, thou you seed of Israel." Verse 31. "For behold, I sow my Torah instructions in you, and shall bring forth, and shall bring fruit in you. You shall be honored in it forever." Verse 32. "But our fathers which received the Torah instructions kept it not, and observed not your ordinance, and thought the fruit of your Torah instruction did not perish. But and though the fruit of your Torah instruction did not perish, ye could it, for it was thine. Verse 33, they that received it perished, because they kept not the thing that was sown in them. Verse 34, and lo, it is a custom, when the ground had received seed, or the seed is chipped, or any vessel meat or drink, that being perished, wherein it was sown, or cast into. Verse 35, that thing also which was sown, or cast therein, or received, doth perish, and remaineth not with us. But with us it have not happened so. Verse 36. For we that have received the Torah instruction perish by sin, and our minds also which received it. Verse 37. Notwithstanding the Torah instruction perish not, but remaineth in its force.
That was a big verse there, brother. Y'all got here. What did verse 36 say again? That was a big verse to them.
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 9, verse 36. For we that have received the Torah instruction perish by sin, and our mind also which received it.
We followize the Torah instruction. It's your guideline and your root to not sin. Because the definition of sin is breaking the Torah instruction. But we went on to Mark, and Echo Mark picked up on that statement. He pulled that verse. He said, I sow my Torah instruction in you. That's what 2 Ezra said, the seer. Now, we're going to precept that to Mark chapter 4. I'm going to look at verse 3 and skip down to 13 through 15. Let's see what he's talking about. I sow my Torah instruction in you. Let's work with that, Brother Yagdai Israel, a little bit. Mark, chapter 4, verse 3, skip down to 13 through 15 there. Come on.
The book of Mark, chapter 4, verse number 3, verse number 13 through 15. Mark, chapter 4, verse number 3. Hearken, behold, there went out a sword to sow. Verse 13. And he said unto them, know ye not this parable? How then will you know all parables? Verse 14. The sower soweth the word. Verse 15. There are they that by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan come immediately and take away the word that was sown in their mind.
I think so. See verse 14 again. You know, it's easy to get the old seer of your old happy. What did verse 14 say again?
Verse number 14. The sower soweth the word.
The sower sows the word. So the key, seed warrior, when you sow the word, and we find out the word is the Torah instruction, which is dual forever. So let it let that see right here. If you a sower, you sow the word. That means anything outside of the word, then you're not doing the order Yahweh or sower. That's what he sows, the word. Otherwise, he will tell you where he's going, where he's been, because, you know, we couldn't read none of that. Walk where I'm going and where I've been. Then if you a sower and you stand before the 12 tribes of Israel, he's saying if you a sower, then what you sow is the word. And when you sow the word, you have a 119 verse 4 that skips down to 100 down to 104. Now you're going to sow the word. Now, what is the due order of sowing the word? We're going to Psalms 119, verse 4, and skip down to 100, down to 104. Let's see here, what can we pick up in the sower sows the word. 119, verse 4, skip down to 100, down to 104, come out.
The book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse number 4. verse number 100 through 104 reads, the book of Psalms 119, verse number 4, thou hast commanded us to keep your precepts diligently. Verse number 100, I understand more than the ancient because I keep your precepts. 101, I refrain my feet from every evil way that I keep your word. Verse 102, I have not departed from your judgment, for you have taught me. Verse 103, as sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Verse 104, through your precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way.
That's excellent, Brother Yahdai Israel. That's excellent right there. So there it is right there. So if you saw, you sold Yahweh's word and how you do it, you saw it, and you do some Habakkuk. Man, let's let me pull some out. And you and make sure you do some Habakkuk when you sow on the word. When you sow on the word, make sure you got some Habakkuk in you. Is that what I want, Brother Yahdai Israel? Habakkuk? Let's see what I want some Habakkuk. So now, you have sown. Now, you sow on the word now. So now, let's see what got to be done now when you sow on the word. No, I don't want a Beckham. What I'm looking for that Brother Yahdai Israel? I'm looking for, let me see. So I'm looking for not a Beckham. I know I'm saying a Beckham, but that's not the Beckham I'm looking for. I'm looking for a word similar to that word. Help me out there. What is that on here?
Come on. Let's see. Who's, that's not me. He got something up there.
I'm hearing a whole lot of. Yeah, a lot of things, you know. I don't know what's going on. Can you help me out, WCC?
Okay, he changed something on his end. That's what he did. I'm not sure what he did. Let me see if I can get it to the computer right quick. Am I hearing myself?
You're loud. What's the feedback?
WCC said, you got too many gadgets going on here. That's your problem. You got too many gadgets going on. That's your problem. It's because of them gadgets you got out over there. Because we want to hear you, Seer, because we're going to catch you in something tonight. Oh, yeah? You going to catch me in something tonight? All right, let's see what you're going to catch me in tonight. All righty, so let's see. Where were we at, Brother Yahdai Israel? So I got too many gadgets going on somewhere, a lot of gadgets going on. Back up, I'll tell you what we do. Back up to 2 Ezra chapter 3 and look at verse 21 through 24 and skip down to 30 through 36. And by that time, I think we should be back on course ready to run. 2 Ezra chapter 3, 21 through 24, then skip down to 30 to 36 there, Brother Yahdai Israel. And we're going to see can we get something going on while we kind of figure out how many gadgets is going on around here. 2 Ezra chapter 3, 21 to 24, 30 to 36. That's my final break. You on the clock. Come on.
The book of 2 Ezra chapter 3. Verse number 21 through 24, verse number 30 through 36 reads. The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 3, verse number 24. Verse number 21. For the first Adam, bearing a wicked mind, transgressed, sinned, and was overcome. And so be all they that are born of him. Verse 22. the infirmity was made permanent in the Torah instruction in the mind of the people with the malignity of the root, so that the good departed away and the evil bound still. Verse 23. So the time passed away and the years were brought to an end. Yet didst thou raise thee up a servant called David. Verse 24. Whom thou commandest to build a city unto your name, and to offer incense oblations unto thee therein. Verse number 30. For I have seen how thou sufferest them sinning, and as their wicked doers, and as destroyed your people, and as preserved thine enemy, and has not signified it. Verse 31. I do not remember how this way may be left. They then of Babylon better than they of Yachdah Judah, southern kingdom. Verse 32. Was there any other people that know of thee besides Israel? What generation has so believed your covenant as Israel? Verse 33. Yet their reward appeareth not, their labor have not fruit. For I have gone here and there through the nations, and I see that they flow in wealth, and think not upon your Torah instructions. Verse 34. Wait thou therefore our wickedness, now in the balance, and theirs also that dwell in the world. And so shall thy name nowhere be found, but in Israel. Verse 35. Or when was it that they which dwell upon the earth have not seen in thy sight? What people have so kept your Torah instructions? Verse 36. You shall find that Israel by name have kept your precepts, but not the nations.
Yeah, and not the nation. The reason why the nation can't keep the precept, because he didn't give it to the nation to keep the precept. And that's the point, see, right? See, once we finally get us some 13 verse 11, if we finally get us some 13 verse 11 now, Brother Yahya Israel, Romans, if we finally can get us some 13:11, what does 13:11 of Romans say anyway?
Book of Romans, chapter 13, verse number 11 reads, Book of Romans, chapter 13, verse number 11, and that knowing the time, now is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed.
So he says, time to wake up out of sleep. Now, wherever you read that from, Paul went to the northern kingdom, and he said something pertaining to that in the fifth chapter of Ephesians there, Brother Yahya Israel. What did he say in verse number 14 and down to 16? What he says in the fifth chapter of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 14 down to 16. Well, no, make it 14 down to 16. Yeah, 14 to 16.
The book of what Ephesians.
What he said, Brother Yahya Israel, Ephesians 5, 14 to 16. What do you say?
The book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse number 14 to 16 reads. Book of Ephesians 5, verse number 14. Wherefore, he said, awake thou that sleepeth, and arise from the dead. Yaquatishan shall give you light. Verse 15. See then they that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Verse 16. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil.
That's big talk. So this sleep is, what again in verse 14? I mean, you know, I'm hearing something, Brother Yahya Israel. I'm hearing something. And what it says in verse 5:14 again?
Verse number, Ephesians 5, verse number 14 reads, Wherefore he said, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Yahweh the Son shall give you light.
So rise from the sleep, saying you got to rise from the dead. That's big topic there. You got to rise from the dead. So that means you gotta do what? In 21:16, according to the wisest man in the world of Proverbs, you gotta do something. So you gotta do something. What's written in Proverbs 21:16 that you gotta start doing? What do you say there, Brother Yahdiah Israel?
The book of Proverbs 21:16 reads, "The man or woman that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead."
And we need to not tell you like it is. If you're going to get understanding, that means that you're supposed to be in the location of the six anointed camps and inside the camps and hearing what the ones that have been anointed to teach you the word of Yahweh. I'm just telling you like it is. And because you know what they're going to do? They're going to put on you some 29:18 of the book of Isaiah. Because like I said again, now that sleep is dead. And you can be in the congregation of the dead. Because everything we bring to you will be spirit-led from Yahweh. You will be able to, understand this some kind of way shortly. We're going back to Habakkuk chapter 2 after we knock this out, Brother Yahweh Israel. This word is supposed to be a certain kind of way to you. Because Yahweh said it's supposed to be a certain kind of way to you. After we read whatever Brother Yahweh Israel getting ready to read, come on.
I didn't catch that, see ya.
Oh, I'm gone now. I forgot now. I forgot that, Brother Yahweh Israel. I forgot what I just said. I didn't really say it. So if that got away from us, I guess it's meant to be getting away from me because I'm going to something else now. So let's go to Rebecca then. We put that to the side. I guess if you want me to bring that back in, I'll bring that back in. We're talking about the dead. Yeah, we're talking about the dead, Brother Yahweh Israel. Isaiah 29:18. All right, Brother Yahweh Israel. I got my eye on you over there now. 29:18, what it say of Isaiah?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 29, verse number 18 reads. Book of Isaiah, chapter 29, verse number 18. Isaiah 29, verse 18. "And in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book. The eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness."
Oh, so the deaf, the dead, the lame. So it all sums up. They got to hear the what? Brother Yahweh Israel. Brother Yahweh Israel, make you plan it for this national audience. What do they got to remember? The sword shows the word. So the deaf and the blind, the lame, what they got to hear, Brother Yahweh Israel? Can you make it plain for this national audience?
"And in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book."
Ain't that something? Got to hear the book. See, we got to hear the book. That's the game changer. We got to hear the book. And how do we supposed to hear the book? Let's run to the 27th chapter of Deuteronomy. Let's see how we got to hear the book. Now, this is how you got to hear the book. And Deuteronomy is chapter, what's it, 27? What's in 27? Look at verse 1, then skip down to verse 8. Let's see exactly how it got to happen now, Brother Yahweh Israel. And it's 27th chapter, verse 1. This is pertaining to the series, take 7. This is how it got to happen. In 27, verse 1, then skip down to verse number 8. What does it say?
Deuteronomy.
Yes, sir. 27:1 and 27:8. And while you're there marking with your ink pen, look at what it says, and you keep it rolling and get 29:9, and that'll tie it all in, and we can be off and running there, Brother Yahweh Israel, in 29:9, after you come out as 27, verse 1 and 8. How about that, Brother Yacht Guy Israel? Come on.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 27, verse number 1 and verse number 8 reads, book of Deuteronomy 27, verse 1. And Moses with the elders of Israel commanded the people, saying, keep all the Torah instructions, which I command you this day. Verse number 8. You shall write upon the stone all the words of this Torah instructions very plainly.
What kind of way, Brother Yacht Guy Israel?
Very plainly.
Very plain. Very plain, see right here. See, you can't try to talk over. When you saw the word, don't try to talk over nobody's head. Don't try to talk under their head. Talk in their head. Very plain. That's the key. Because he tell you plainly, see, when you get caught up and you forget these things, the third chapter of Corinthians 18 through 20, see, if you forget these things, if you don't do very plainly, then we know what you're working with. And 1 Corinthians 3, 18, what does it say about the Yacht Guy Israel?
Book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 3, verse number 18 through 20 reads, the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 3, verse number 18, let no man deceive themselves. Any man and woman among you seem to be wise in this world, let them become a fool that they may be wise. Verse number 19. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with Yahweh, for it is written, take it to wise in their own craftiness. Verse number 20. And again, Yahweh knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain.
You see that? So a lot of brothers love to quote the Greeks. Quote long words like Tetragrammaton. He said, what that mean, Esau and your five sons? All we talking about is the four letters. That's why you got to put a long word in there like you on some Tetragrammaton. What that got to do with the four letters? See, that's how you get wise in your own deceit. Listen, make it plain and keep it moving. Because if you want to quote the long words that old Esau have invented, that take you right out of understanding the scriptures of Yahweh. Make it plain. Now, the fear was on the clock in Habakkuk chapter 2. He said, Habakkuk, are you the seer of the time right now? He said, yeah. Well, then you put down what I tell you to put down. And what did he say in Habakkuk chapter 2, 1, 2, and 3? What did he say that, brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse number 1, 2, and verse number 3 reads, book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse number 1. Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse number 1. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and I will watch to see what he shall say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. Verse number 2. And Yahweh answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that they may run that read it. Verse 3. For the vision is just for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of way you make it in verse 2 there, Brother Yahweh Israel? What kind of way do you make it? You told the seer. Let me tell you something, seer. You get it right off the press. Let me tell you something, seer. I want you to have you some verse 2 in you. What did it say?
Habakkuk 2, verse 2. And Yahweh answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain.
Write the vision and make it plain. The only way we're going to deliver our people is we got to write the vision and make it plain. Because remember one thing, it's already, that's why we're smarter than all of the performers, because we got all they writing. We got how they stumbled and bumbled around and how they straightened themselves up. And that's why you can read that 1-1900 when I already read it. we wives are getting all of the forefathers and mothers because of one reason. We got all they writing, and all we got to do is just repeat what they said and make it plain. That's all we got to do now, repeat what they said and make it plain. Because we can cross the best of them up in his Bible. We can cross the wise up. Okay, let's get a case in point. Let's cross the wise up right now. Let me show you how you can whoop down the ones that think they know some about this Bible. We'll give you a case in point. Let's run to Matthew chapter 4. And we're going to look at one verse at a time. Let's look at Matthew chapter 4 and verse 3. Let's look at one verse. Let me show you. We can cross up the best of them with the Bible. And that's the game changer. To show what you're made of, you must go in the Bible through the precepts of Yahuwah. And I bet you can cross up the best of them just by reading the Bible. Let's see what it says in 4 verse 3. I'm going to ask a question after we read Matthew 4:3. I'm going to ask a question.
The book of Matthew.
I ain't asking you nothing, WCC. I'm not talking to you, period. 4 verse 3.
The book of Matthew chapter 4, verse number 3 reads, Matthew chapter 4, verse number 3. And when the tempter came to him, he said, "Thou be the son of Yahuwah, commanded these stones be made bread."
When tempter came, he said, "If you be the son of Yahuwah, turn these stones into bread." Yes. What is he talking about? Okay, now what are you talking about? Now let's see. Let's see how many big digging terrorists can deal with that verse right there. Yeah. "Turn these stones into bread, tempter." He said, "Tempter came," he said, "you be who you say you is, then you turn these stones into bread." Now what is he talking about? See that? See, now you're lost already. See, you see how easy it gets you lost? What do you think you're talking about? Well, I know you don't know, but we ain't even worry about it. Let's go to Genesis chapter 28. And let's see what he's talking about by going at by precepting your Bible, Genesis chapter 28. And let's precept the Bible and see what is he talking about. If you be the son of Yahuwah, the son, change these this stone into bread. That what he said. Let's go and see what he's talking about. What is they talking about? About precept in the Bible by going to Genesis 28, pick verse 10. Let's read down until we get a clue on what we're going on. Genesis 28, pick verse 10. And stop at the word called, you know when you see bread.
The book of Genesis, chapter 28, verse number 10 reads, "And Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran," verse number 11. "He lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. He took up the stone of that place and put them for pillows, lay down in that place to sleep." Verse number 12. "He dreamed, and behold, a ladder stood up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, a minister spirit of Yahuwah ascended and descended on it." Verse number 13.
Hold that point. Go back to back. Verse 11 there, brother Yahuwah Israel. Go back to verse 11 again.
The book of Genesis 28, verse number 11. "He lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows, lay down in that place to sleep."
So we got a word that we were looking for. He said, in 4 verse 3, he said, "You be the son of Yahuwah, you turn these stones into bread." So now we got something they got a tidbit with it called when Jacob lay down. This is Jacob now. He not. His name ain't changed to make 32. So this is Jacob. So Jacob lay down and got on that stone for a pillow. All right, good. Now let's see, can we get to working with that a little bit, that brother Yahdai Israel. Let's see, can we work with that, what we're hearing right now, by going to the book of Hebrew. A little title called Hebrew. Let's see. No, I'll tell you what. Well, we have to do that in class, but it's going to take too much. I'm not going to do it. We have to do this in class. Let's come on back and just read straight down some more back in 28th chapter, because I see now this way it's going to take too much, and next thing you know, it's going to be time to shut him down, and I ain't going to be got nowhere. But I will be got everywhere. So come on back to, so we got the stone on the table now. This is on the camp. Now write down the word stone now, because I ain't through with it. So we have to come in and get a little bit here and get it later. Come on back to that stone again, and you picked up in 11. Now pick up verse 12. And just read it all the way down. And then what we do, we just put some stuff together and make those that's of outside that's a bald spot in their head. Pick up verse 11 again and read on down to verse 22. Come on.
The book of Genesis 28, verse number 11 to verse number 22 reads, book of Genesis, chapter 28. Verse number 11. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. He took up the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. Verse number 12. And he dreamed and behold a ladder set up on the earth and the top of it reached to heaven. Behold, the minister spirit of Yahuwah ascended and descended on it. Verse 13, and behold, Yahuwah stood above it and said, I am the Yahuwah of Abraham, your father, Yahuwah of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to you will I give it, and to your seed. Verse 14, and your seed shall be as the dust of the earth. You shall spread abroad to the west, to the east, to the north, and to the south. And in your seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Verse 15, behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all thy places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee. Verse 16, and Israel awake out of his sleep. And he said, surely Yahuwah is in this place, and I knew it not. Verse 17, and he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place. This is none other but the temple of Yahuwah, and this is the gate of heaven. Verse number 18. And Israel
hold that
rose.
Hold that point. Just stop it. Verse 17 again, Brother Yahdai Israel. Oh, I tried my best to hold back and let this thing go through. I can't. Read verse 17 again.
The book of Genesis 28, verse 17. And he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place. This is none other but the temple of Yahuwah. And this is the gate of heaven.
Oh, I'll tell you one thing. This is the greatest piece of literature. This, you know, I don't know why we put any time in that one I say. Verse 11.
Verse number 11. He lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. He took up the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep.
Mm-hmm. So he made that stone his pillow, see, right? Now, you see what you got in here? The only one going to be able to pull this out and make it plain will be the six anointed camps of bosses of a Jewish life. You see what's going on here? We got the pillow, the stone, and the rest he was doing, all that good stuff, pillow. I got to make a note of that. That's big talk. Pillow. We got a pillow there. And we got a stone there. And we got a rest there. See that, see, right? See, we got us. We got pillow, stone, and rest. And you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna take care of that right there. And guess what? It's a lot in that, but all one can understand it. It's the six anointed camps. But this pillow, stone, and rest that Jacob is all going through. Now we're gonna get in it now. Let's run to the book of Hebrew. A little title called Hebrew. And we're going to 13 chapter, verse 5 through 7 and 17. Then we're going to back up to the 12th chapter and pick with verse 21. Now, if you hold all that you got, that you heard, we're going to start breaking it down to the ones of the six anointed camps. Hebrews chapter 13, 5 through 7 and 17. Listen good.
Book of Hebrews. Put the word Hebrews, chapter 13, verse number 5 through 7, and verse number 17 reads, the book of Hebrews, put the word Hebrews, chapter 13, verse number 5. Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 5. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Verse number 6, so that we may boldly say, Yahweh is my helper, and I would not fear what man shall do unto me. Verse 7, remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of Yahweh, whose faith followeth, consider the end of their conversation. Verse 17, obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourself, for they watch for your life, and they that must give an account. They may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you.
Mm-hmm. The book of Hebrews, through the title called Hebrews chapter 12, now pick up verse 21 to 23. So now he gave you some rules and regulations. Obey them that got the rule over you to speak the word of Yahweh. And all one we can is on record of speaking the word of Yahweh to six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelite. So once you obey them, you'll see more clear coming up out of sleep, which is dead, by hearing the book. And you're only going to hear the book through the anointed camps. Believe what I tell you. Now, we're gonna, remember, he said he laid down. He said, wow, this place is a dreadful place that he's laying down at. That's what he said. He laid on a pillow, and that pillow, a stone was a dreadful place he laid down to. Now we're going to precept that to the 12th chapter, look at verse 21 to 23, and see what's going on here. Book of Hebrews. We've got to call Hebrews, chapter 12, 21 to 23. Start breaking it down there, Brother Yahdai, as well.
Book of Hebrews. Word Hebrews, chapter 12, verse number 21 through 23 reads. Book of Hebrews. Word Hebrews 12. Verse number 21. So dreadful was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. Verse 22. You have come unto Mount Yahdah Judah, and unto the city of the living Yahweh, the heavenly city of David, to an innumerable company of minister spirits. Verse 23. To the general assembly of the church, polluted for the 12 tribes of Israel, of the firstborn, which are written in their heaven, and to Yahweh the judge of all, and to the spirit of just men made perfect.
Did y'all hear that? Did y'all hear what he was laying his head down to? There's a precept that they laid his head down to. He laid his head down on the coming of the southern kingdom, where the temple going to be at, and not only that, he laid his head down where the beginning of the Garden of Eden starts at. All that right there, see, Roy, where are we in the 28th chapter, verse number 11. So you see what he really did? He was showing you the foundation of the Garden of Eden where he laid his head down. And Moses came behind and said, how dreadful this place is, the city of Southern Kingdom, right there in 12, 21-23. You see all that was in there? Yes, he was. But those that got ear to hear, they'll catch it. Those don't, because of one reason. You gotta remove that stony mind and understand, obey them that got the rule over you, and he'll increase your understanding. That is up there. But I ain't through with you right now. We'll get a little bit more. Now, we got it there. Now, he said about the stone, right? Now, he said about the stone he laid down with a pillow. Now, find out about this pillow. Let's go to Galatians chapter 2, verse 9. Let's find out about this pillow. What this pillar is representing, see, right? So all this in here was talking about something way back here in Jacob's day before his name was changed to Israel. He laid it out to him, and look what he says about this pillar out of the mouth of Paul in 2 verse 9 of Galatians. What did he say that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Galatians chapter 2, verse number 9 reads, and when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, received the mercy that was given unto me, gave to me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship, that we should go unto the 12 tribes, the 10 northern tribes of Israel, and they unto the circumcision, the southern kingdom, Yahdah Judah.
Mm-hmm. He was putting in line what's called leaders to come see Israel. A pillar means a leader. So he was talking about a leader. He said, Jacob, the pillars is leaders to come. Leaders, that was a pillar, you see, right? It ain't something that you fluff your head on and you take it from room to room. No, see, right? That's a big picture. See, that's Christianity and in the Maputa camps that you think, hard on your mind, it's a stone. A hard stone, he laid on a hard stone and a pillar. No, pillar means leader, see, right? That's what it means. It means leadership. That means you knew what you're going to be called, that you knew what you're going to be called, right? And there's no way they can make it without a pillar, which you call leadership. You know a word he say you're going to be called? If you have a name that's only going to fit you. But he said something in the 10th chapter about this name that's going to fit you. He said something in the 10th chapter of St. John. He said something about you. And in St. John chapter 10, there, Brother Yahdai is right, he made a profound statement about you. In St. John chapter 10. And the thing around about verse number 25 to 27. What do you say in St. John 10, 25 to 27? What do you say that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of St. John chapter 10, verse number 25 through 27 reads, book of St. John chapter 10, verse number 25. St. John 10, verse 25. Yahweh the Son answered them, I told you, and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. Verse 26. But you believe not, because you are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. Verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
My sheep hear my voice. And they follow me. So he said, my sheep hear my voice. And they follow me. That's the man just said. His sheep hear his voice. And they follow him. But look what happened when he got rid of 10:1.
The book of St. John 10, verse number 1. Truly, truly, verily, verily, I say unto you, he is she that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way. The same is a thief and a robber.
So if you don't follow anointed leadership, every time you touch the good book, you are a thief and you are a robber. Because remember, the series is about a dual auto YHWH. So those that touch this Bible without anointed leadership guiding the way for them, you are a thief and a robber, because he appointed anointed leadership to show the sheep. And if you hear his voice, you will follow. And you will not follow. What word was he saying? You would not follow their brother Yahdai Israel. What did he say over there in that? And one of them verses over there, what his sheep would not follow.
But ye believe not, because you are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. Verse number 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
Mm-hmm. Keep on. I don't know what they do about those that's out of order in Yahweh. Well, keep reading a little bit more about them old sheep that he got.
Verse 28. Now give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Verse 29.
Mm-hmm. What? Go ahead.
My Father which gave them is...
Well, hold on, Brother Yahdai Israel. I'm looking for what the strange, what they say about his sheep of corn to that stranger, that Brother Yahdai is. Work me a little bit, Brother Yahdai Israel. Work me just a little bit. We going to get through this. Let's go back to that stranger. What do you say about the stranger, that Brother Yahdai Israel?
And a stranger, verse number 5, and a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of a stranger.
Ain't that something? You see, once we understand that, we won't be all so hemmed up upon that one I say. Once you understand that when you listen to that one-eyed Satan, what they are set up, what the world are set up, which is foolish to Yahweh, and came to that one-eyed Satan, and that's strange stuff, Caesar. That's strange to the ear. We can get deeper than that, but we ain't. That's strange stuff, Caesar. You hearing the straight stuff, man. Now you hearing some straight stuff, not no strange stuff. Let's back up to 1 Chronicles 16. He's going to say something to you in 8 down to 17. Let's see what he said. Listen to the tenor of this conversation that's going on right here in 1 Chronicles chapter 16. And we're going to pick it up around by verse number 8 down to 17. He's going to say a lot of good things, and the stranger is not going to obey, and they're not going to never read this. The stranger will never read this, here, right? But he's going to tell a story. And look what it says over here in 1 Chronicles chapter 16. And we're picking up verse 8 down to 17. What does it say, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse number 8 through 17 reads. Book of 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse number 8. Give thanks unto Yahweh, call upon his name, and make known his deed among the people. Verse number 9. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk you of all his wondrous works. Verse 10. Honor you in his righteous name, let the mind of them rejoice that seek Yahweh. Verse 11. Seek Yahweh in his strength, seek his face continually. Verse 12. Remember his marvelous works that he have done, his wonders, and the judgment of his mouth. Verse 13. O you seed of Israel, his servant, you family of Israel, his chosen ones. Verse 14, is Yahweh or Yahweh, his judgments are in all the earth. Verse 15, be ye mindful always of his covenant, the word which he commanded to a thousand generations. Verse 16, even of the covenant which he made with Abraham, and of his oath unto Isaac. Verse 17, and have confirmed the same to Israel for Torah instructions, to Israel for an everlasting covenant.
And then he said something else, and he put the icing on the cake and he made a final statement out, Brother Yahweh Israel, in verse 22. Look what he said in verse 22.
Verse number 22. Say it, touch not my anointed, do my seers no harm.
Hey, that's something. Because she's the man just said it. The man said, listen, if you got anything that you plan and with the old seer, he said, don't do it because you out of order. Now he just say, he said, do my seer no harm. And see, he was speaking through all generations of time. So you see these hands, see, right here. So he got it laid out, the do's and don'ts. And we let our personal feelings get in the way of things, and we tell you what not to do. You let your personal feelings get in the way and do it anyway. But you're going to lose by doing it contrary to the Bible. If he tell you what not to do, and then you do it anyway, then what spirit is that? That can't be his spirit. He told you not to do that. But then you do it anyway. All right, so we're going to see if we get a little bit more out of why we already in this second Chronicles there, Brother Yahweh Israel. I need to get me a little bit more out of it, out of this. And he says something in Second Chronicles 7, verse 14 through 16. He made a profound statement here. And skip down to verse 19. Look what he says in 2 Chronicles 7, 14 through 16, and verse 19. What do you say there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, 14 through 19.
So 14 through 16 and 19. 2 Chronicles 7, 14 through 16 and 19, Brother Yahweh Israel. See right.
The book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, 14 through 16, and verse number 19 reads, 2 Chronicles 7, verse number 14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, the end will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sins, and will heal their land. Verse 15. Now mine eyes shall be open and my ear attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. Verse 16. For now have I chosen my and sanctified this family, that my name may be there forever. Mine eyes and my mind shall be there perpetually. Verse number 19. But if you turn away and forsake my statutes, my Torah instructions, which I have set before you, shall go and serve other false Yahwehs and worship them.
Mm-hmm. Then he's going to do something to you. He said, now, if you do this, now we're going to find out what happened. Now we're going to read verse 20.
Verse number 20. Then will I pluck them up by the root out of my land, which I have given them, and this family which I have sanctified for my name, will I cast out of my sight. It will make it to be a proverb, a byword among all nations.
And you've been cast out of his sight. You're a proverb and a byword because right now you're going to the Smith reunions. You're going to the Appleberry's reunions. And you proud of them names that is given you by the enemy. He told you that the blessing is in one name. And once you hear the blessings in one name and you don't apply it, that's on you. You more comfortable with the blueberry reunion. Oh, I'm a blueberry. But it ain't no blessing in the blueberry religion. Look what the Bible says in number 6, 22-27. See, you want to know about the blessing. That's what we come to tell you about the blessing. We tell you about the blessing, and that's what anointed leadership will bring to the table. Do you want the blessing? Then you'll go out your way to set up according to the due order of Yahweh. And this is what he told Moses to tell the children of Israel, if they want the blessing that I have for them, I'm telling you what I'll do after they do, what I'm going to tell you to tell Aaron to tell them. That's what he says over here in Numbers 6, 22 to 27. This is what he said here. Come on.
The book of Numbers, chapter 6, verse number 22 through 27 reads, book of Numbers 6, verse number 22. Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 23, speak unto Aaron unto his son, saying, on this wise you shall bless the family of Israel, saying unto them. Verse 24, Yahweh bless you and keep you. Verse 25, Yahweh make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Verse 26, Yahweh lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Verse 27, and they shall put my name upon the family of Israel, and I will bless them.
So you see, what he's saying? If you don't carry the man's name and put his name at the end of your name, then you out of the wheel of the blessing. So you see how it's so important to understand about the six anointed counts. So at the end of your name is supposed to be what he just said supposed to be. So he said, what I'm going to do, I'm going to put a blessing on you. But you have to first second level 14 and 15. It's up to you. It's up to you to, when you hear the word, make adjustment according to the word. You know? Let's see what it says in 2 Ezra chapter 14, verse 13 and 14. Let's see what it says.
Because 2 Ezra is chapter 14, verse number 13, verse number 14 reads, Book of 2 Ezra 14, verse 13. Now therefore set thy family in order and reprove your people. Cover such of them as be in trouble. And now, renounce corruption. Verse 14. They go from you mortal thoughts. Cast away the burdens of men. Put off now the weak nature.
Mm-hmm. Get down to verse 34. And now what's next? He'll tell you. See what it is. We love to do a lot of thinking. We ain't got to do no thinking. Just read the Bible and follow anointed leadership. Look at the same verse 34. This is all we got to do is just find out what the anointed leadership will show you in his Bible. Take notes and study the notes. Make your move from your notes. Verse 34.
Verse number 34. Therefore, if so be that you will subdue your own understanding, reform your mind, you shall be kept alive. And after death, you shall obtain mercy.
You see, man just said, he said, you got to reform your own mind. You see, you go tell Southern Kingdom, whatever they got on their mind, push to the side. What you put in their head, tell them do what you going to show them. And then that's all the thinking you're supposed to think about is how to please this one that's going to wake you up. And they're going to say, did you follow anointed leadership? Oh, no, I backed my anointed leadership. Is that what you did? That means you didn't read what was written in, you didn't read what I had written in the 10th chapter then, did you? No, I also did a backbite and trying to get me a lick in. Okay, well, you try to get you a lick in, right? But you see, it didn't work, right? And 1 Corinthians chapter 10, do you know if you are backbiter, murmur, or complainer? In verse 11, skip to verse 10. Do you know this in this book? Do you know something that's written in this book if you are backbiter, murmur, and a complainer? There's something written in his Bible in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11. Skip up to verse 10. Look what's saying here. What the Bible's saying. We're going to come in after he has read it. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11. Kick up to verse 10. Listen to this. We're going to mute. We know where you're going with that. We're going to mute Brother Yahya Israel. Is that right? Ain't that something? Well, it's your radio station. You do what you got to do. Okay, we're going to take him off of mute. Since you said all the right things. Okay. Well, like I said again, we don't have nothing rehearsed to say. And Brother Yacht Guy is ready. We'll get a couple more in and back away. Because it's always getting good to me when you're reading the Word of God. Well, so whatever you get ready to read, the WCC said it got the hand on the mute button and to cut the OC off shortly. So what you got? What verse do we left off on that, Brother Yacht Guy Israel? What you working with? Come on.
It was in 2nd Ezra, the last thing I caught this season.
Oh, well, I'm gone from that, Brother Yacht Guy Israel. I'm gone from that. All right, I'm gone from that. I don't know. I got with me, Brother Yacht Guy Israel. I think maybe WCC, you did get a lick on me on that time. I forgot whatever was said. I tell you what, whatever said, it done lost me now. It's gone. But I tell you what, let's go back and maybe get a couple more verses in about, he said he laid down a stone and what he do with that stone, it was a pillow rest and all that old good stuff. And we found out that was talking about the coming of leadership. And let's take a look at and see about this stone that he laid down on the stone. Let's see if we do a little quick precepting on that stone for a minute. But whatever we was on, we got to go back at it later. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20-22 there. Brother Yacht Guy is there. Let's see if we go and take a look at something that happened in Jacob's days. He said he laid down on a stone and got him some rest. That's what he said. Let's see. Ephesians 2:20-22 says what?
The book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 20-22 reads. Book of Ephesians 2, verse number 20. And I build upon the foundation of the apostles and seers, Yahweh the Son himself being the chief cornerstone. Verse 21, whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a righteous temple in Yahweh the Son. Verse 22, in whom ye also are built together for a habitation of Yahweh through the Spirit.
Well, what do you read in verse 20 again? So he laid down on a stone, see, right? So you thought he laid down on he laid down with your carnal mind and he laid down on a stone and got him a little shout out, right? Got him a little rest on. No, see, right? The Bible got double meaning to it. And that's when we know you're ready to go, when you understand the stone he laid down was on Ephesians 2, verse 20. You didn't know that was in there, did you? 2, verse 20. What did it say?
The book of Ephesians 2, verse 20. And I build upon the foundation of the apostles and seers, Yahweh the Son himself being the chief cornerstone.
That's something. And we're going to present that to 1 Peter chapter 2. And we'll pick it up verse 4 down to verse 10. And we'll back away from that, Brother Yahweh Israel. Because one thing about it, this Bible got all the answers to it. So you thought old Jacob was laying down on the stone. No. No, Jacob was putting his trust in, he was putting his trust in something to get ready to read. I'm going to show you what Jacob was doing. Now, we found out what Jacob was doing after you precept your Bible in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4 through 10. Let's see what Jacob was doing here. Here go right here, 1 Peter chapter 2, 4 down to verse 10.
The book of 1 Peter. Chapter 2, verse number 4 through 10 reads, Book of 1 Peter, chapter 2, verse number 4. to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of Yahweh the Father and precious. Verse number 5. You also as lively stone, are built up a spiritual house, a righteous priesthood, to offer a spiritual sacrifice, acceptable to Yahweh the Father by Yahweh the Son. Verse number 6. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, Behold, I lay in your God Judah, a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Verse 7, unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallow, the same is made the head of the corner. Verse number 8, and a stone of stumbling, a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. Verse number 9. For you are a chosen generation, a righteous priesthood, a royal priesthood, a righteous nation, a special people, who they were peculiar, that you should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Verse number 10. Which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of Yahweh, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
After we build you up, after the sixth anointing account build you up, you understand one thing. He put his trust in, and not on a stone, because you can put a stone down somewhere and come back tomorrow and that stone's still there. This is about a living stone, and about a living stone of people see right here. So you see what he got written over in verse 4 and 5. So you see, all that was over there in that book we read in Genesis. This right here had the meaning that the only one that can unlock that was the sixth anointed council of voices over to his wife. He wasn't talking about Jacob laying down on no hard rock. Jacob was working with the one that was stood above that rock. And he put his trust in him. And that's the same thing. You got to put your trust in the sixth anointed camps. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4 and 5. Listen good. Now, watch him break it down here for you.
The book of 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 4 and 5. Verse number 4. To whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of Yahweh the Father and precious. Verse 5, you also as lively stone are built up a spiritual family house, a righteous priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifice acceptable to Yahweh the Father by Yahweh the Son.
Mm-hmm. And in Genesis 49:28, let's talk a little bit more about that stone real quick there, Brother Yahweh Israel. Let's talk a little bit more about that stone in 49:28 of Genesis. So you see it right here. You read this Bible like a novel. And we watch the best of them jump down this Bible, and we be looking at them saying, that ain't what it's talking about. That ain't what it's showing you, because if you read it like that, you're going to read it as a novel. That ain't what he's telling you to see right here. So we watch the best of them get in here, just read the Bible. Read up a whole lot of scripture and never paint the picture. Paint the picture. And you know who paints the picture? Six of nine accounts, the bosses of the two Israelites. They'll tell you something over here in Genesis 49:28. They'll tell you something. What they'll tell you?
Book of Genesis 49, verse 28 reads, All these are the 12 tribes of Israel. And this is it, that their father spake unto them and blessed them. Every one, according to their blessing, he blessed them.
Now, you hear that? 12 tribes of Israel were blessed, right? Hosea chapter 4, 9, 20 and 21. Now watch this thing right here. Now watch me just precept your Bible. All these are 12 tribes of Israel up on the blessed. Right? Right. Let's see what Hosea said in the 4th chapter, verse 9, 20 and 21.
The book of Hosea. Blew the word Joshua, chapter 4. Verse number 9, verse 20 and 21. The book of Hosea, chapter 4, verse number 9. Hosea 4, verse number 9 reads, and Oshia through the word of Joshua. So the 12 stones in the midst of Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priests, which bear the Ark of the Covenant, stood, they are there unto this day. Verse number 20. And those 12 stones which they took out of Jordan, that Oshia, polluted where Joshua pitched and Gilgal. Verse 21. And he spake unto the family of Israel, saying, well, your children shall ask their father in time to come, saying, what mean these stones?
Ain't that something? So you see who the stone is, see, right here? He was telling Jacob, I'm going to set up the 12 tribes of Israel to your Lord. And you thought he thought he was laying down on us. He was laying down to give some shout-out, and knowing the Bible had a double meaning, that stone was he set up the 12 tribes of Israel. So the stone is 12 stones is representing the coming of the 12 tribes of Israel before he even had them. You see how powerful this Bible is, see, right? So now I'm going to see over here in 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 18 and 19. He picked up on that. And we'll skip down to verse 31 and 32. And 36 through 40, we just call it, we'll call a day. We'll call a day, see, right? So we watch the best of them go at this book one way, like a novel. Not the spirit of Yahweh. Because he knew you were going to lose this Bible, and you're going to be in the hands of others. And they're going to read that story about Jacob getting him some long, long sleep. He wasn't getting no sleep. He understood exactly what he was saying about the pillow. He's saying leadership is coming out of your loins. This pillow, this stone, and the stone was the representative of the coming of the 12 tribes of Israel out of your loins. And that's what he just said over here in Hosea chapter 4, verse 9, 20, 21. Then the seer picked up on it and said something about himself. He first introduced himself. This is old seer did. Let him introduce himself in 9:18 and 19. Let him introduce himself first. 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 18 and 19. Let him introduce himself and kick in and put 27 in just to make it sound good. Then I'll meet you in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 31, 32, 36 through 40. We'll shed him down there, Brother Yahdai Israel. I think we got a pretty good lick in on this one. 1 Samuel, chapter 9, 18 and 19. Introduce yourself. We'll be doing all this tall talking. What happened? Come on.
The book of 1 Samuel, chapter 9, verse number 18, verse number 19 reads. Book of 1 Samuel 9, verse number 18. And Saul drew near to Samuel the seer in the gate. They tell me, I pray you, where the seer's house is. 19. Samuel answered Saul and said, I am the seer. Well, before me unto the high place, where you shall eat with me today and tomorrow. And I will tell thee, and I will let thee go, and will tell thee all that is in thy mind. Verse 27. As they were going down to the end of the city, Samuel said to Saul, bid the servant pass on before. And he passed on. But stand you still a while, that I may show you the word of Yahweh.
See, we don't ever tell you about where we're going and where we've been. What we always tell you, the words of Yahweh. So in 1 Kings chapter 18, 31, 32, 36 through 40, we'll close out for the closing statement of Brother Yahdai Israel. So you see, all you have to do is have the spirit of Yahweh on you. And I'm telling you something. That's all you need. So we know when you're pumping Bible, because one thing about it, you have the right spirit. Matter of fact, the kind of spirit you have every time you open your mouth is a Daniel 6, verse 3. We'll tell you that you're working with something. What is it saying in Daniel 6, verse 3 anyway, Brother Yahdai Israel? Let's see what kind of, if you're a man of Yahweh or even a woman of Yahweh, we already know what you're working with, so we can read in 6, verse 3, what kind of spirit you have on you when it's time to do Yahweh's business. What kind of spirit you got to have in 6, verse 3?
The book of Daniel 6, verse number 3 reads, Then this Daniel was preferred above the president and princess, because an excellent spirit was in him.
You gotta have an excellent spirit in you, see, right? And Yahuwah got you, said you got the book, the greatest piece of literature it is, it was. He said, but you supposed to, every time you crank up, you're supposed to have that kind of spirit in you. That's why the first king closed it out there, Brother Yahuwah Israel. So remember one thing, Sister Anointed Counsel, I don't care how much trouble you're using on the left, trouble you're using on the right. Have an excellent spirit. Because Yahuwah will work with you if you got an excellent spirit. Did you know Moses got himself cut off? Because Moses and Mesrahim knew all that excellent spirit, and Mesrahim got so excited with the nation of Israel. He said, Moses, go over there and show my power and speak to that rock over there. So you got a rock. You used to be proud of who the rock is. The rock was Yahuwah's son. And Moses went over there and smoked the rock. Strike you, rebels. He said, now see there, Moses. Now I'm going to have to kill you behind what you did. You mean with all I did back there? Yep. Because you always be on top of this thing. You carry my word, and I'm going to kill you. So go and give Hosea a charge because you finished. See how this man run? This man ain't playing with you. Now, sooner or later, you're going to recognize the sign of time. I don't care how excited you get. Never violate leadership and run your mouth out of order because you're out of order. And there go your example. 1 Kings chapter 18, 31, 32, skip down to 36 through 40, and we close out with that, Brother Yahuwah. That's good enough. That's good enough. Yeah. Oh, I hear you, WCC. I hear you. 1 Kings 18, 31, 32, 36 through 40. And a closing statement, Brother Yahuwah Israel. Extra on your part again. Come on.
The book of 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 31, verse 32. Verse 36 to 40 reads, 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 31. And Elijah took 12 stones, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, to whom the word of Yahuwah came, saying, Israel shall be your name. Verse 32, with the stones he built an altar in the name of Yahuwah, and he made a trench about the altar, as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. Verse 36, and it came to pass at that time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the seer came near and said, Yahuwah of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art Yahuwah in Israel, that I am your servant, that I have done all these things at your word. Verse 37, hear me, O Yahuwah, hear me, that this people may know that you are Yahuwah, and that thou hast turned their mind back again. Verse 38. Then the fire of Yahuwah fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood, the stone and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. Verse 39. When all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and said, Yahuwah, he is Yahuwah. Yahuwah, he is Yahuwah. Verse 40. Verse 40. And Elijah the seer said unto them, Take the false shepherd of Baal. Let not one of them escape. And they took them. And Elijah the seer brought them down to the brook Kishon and slew them there.
So you see, WCC and the New York State. You know, soon or later, you know that's gonna come to pass. Sooner or later, they're going to come to pass that verse 40. All y'all going to be rounded up. And verse 40 going to be your destination. See, we ought to know that thing, right? See, once we get in order, then Yahuwah will show the next move through this ministry. So we already see that the seer got to make the call. He's around all the most, the backbiters, the murmurs, and the complainers up. And, put some damage on. Oh, wow, put them to sleep. Put them to sleep. How about that, Brother Yahuwah Israel? Close and sing and come out.
Hallelujah, Quah, hallelujah, Quah, hallelujah, Quah. Love the way it's rolling out there, see Israel, of see Royal. Great work, Chief, to the four corners of the globe. Praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's excellent. So now you see, when you go down and read that Genesis 28, you read like a novel. But now you know to read that it's bigger than what you're thinking. So now you know what that's really talking about out of Tape 7. The new order of the coming of the peoples of the book. Bethel. All that and the pillars, the leadership, and all that good stuff. What does that mean, right? Well, sooner or later, you're going to recognize the signs of the time. We'll bring the elder in. Remember, the elder's getting ready to crack everything up on Pal Talk real shortly. And any questions pertain to what you hear in this lesson, remember, come to the room and come to the microphone. You know, come to the room, come to the microphone and say, well, you know what? I heard some pretty good stuff. And they're going to be qualified to answer whatever you heard from Tape 7. You got it? Good. So bring Mr. Dale on the back in as they get warmed up for whenever this broadcast comes to a short. And they will be prepared to answer any questions. That's why you got to hear the lesson to make a comment. You ain't heard nothing while you're talking, and you ain't heard nothing. Listen, Tibbs, the elder, thinking behind whatever's got to be said on Tape 7. You're on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Sir Israel. Thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. And at this particular time, we know that we all came to hear things that most of us can hear. And some listening can never understand. Did you know that in the book of Matthew's chapter 3, verse number 4, John the Baptist had walked with his raiment of leather girdle around his loin, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. Can you believe that's what he lived on when he was walking in the wilderness? These are some of the things that you understand when it's explained. So at this particular time, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast, coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible, first and foremost about Yahuwah's Word, connecting the books, your health, and foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information that you came to seek. And you found that what you have now sought in Yahuwah's ministry that's open unto you from 6 to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. There's no class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. Now, for the listening members that don't know when a Sabbath is, the top part of Sabbath is Friday. Current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of a Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, you will see a big line. You will see choices after you do that. One of these choices should be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But again, after clicking this, you'll still see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings and follow the same instructions as for previous use. While doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone when doing this to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give. What's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, live. Also, to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check that calendar. Keep yourself and family and friends in tune with the feast days that come to you throughout the year. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time, like now. To get there, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, type three words, Yakwa Radio Live. After clicking it, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears, and you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're currently using two email addresses. The first was Listeners Tribe. That's TRIBEYHDH at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is YHDHYSRAEL at gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. Now, the numbers that you can righteously call with Yakwa in mind, the first is the live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 600 camps of Yakwa's ministry. Now, for those of you who may have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except for Fridays. The program repeated time will be after 10:30. To get there, open up your search engine. Once again, type in three words, Yakwa Radio Live. After clicking it, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program you were late logging into or actually any previous day that you would like to listen. We're also in the process of making it possible to get a recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. As was said earlier by this year, we're now on Broad Talk during the normal broadcast and after the broadcast, listed on Pell Talk under ethnic group, African American. Look for Yakwa True Name Teachers. This is where the word of Yakwa is also working. Online will there to be answered any Bible questions. Elder Josiah, Elder Mr. Tibbs, that's myself, along with Seer Israel. And also if the broadcast sometimes end before the broadcast times end, if they usually cut us off, it will continue on Pal Talk. While doing that, remember, keep the scriptures in mind. Remember what John has told us in chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring things into your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." At this particular time, we should turn our program back over to our Seer Israel and continue with Thus Says Yakwa Live. Hallelujah, Yakwa.
Hallelujah, Yakwa. That was excellent again. And like I said, anything pertaining to anything that you feel that you need to know, the elders will be there to answer any questions pertaining to tape number 7. So you come to the microphone, and the elders will be right there to assist you, you know, and they'll be there for a minute or two, and they'll teach you anything that they can help you understand what the word of Yahweh is talking about. You know, that's the duties of an elder. So, and that's the duties of teachers too. So, we decided to help you. So, what we're doing is going back to the network, and we're gonna look for the mothers and bring the mothers in, get the mothers in on take number 7. And we see we find the mothers. We're looking for the mothers. Mothers out of Camp 1. We want to see if we find the mothers out of Camp 1 and let's find out what's going on with them by saying Mother D up Israel. Mother D up Israel. Y'all, I believe you that I see right.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Royals. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Mother E, Mother C, Yahweh be with you there, Sea Royals.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Royals. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Thing about it, see, right? We're getting prepared to, you know, lead by example, because you know it was prophesied about leaders, killers, and stones and all that good stuff. So you thought it's talking about leaders? No. You're talking about anointed leadership. And matter of fact, let me see what's going on in Ephesians chapter 4, Mother D up Israel. Let's see what Ephesians chapter 4 says. And we'll pick up at verse 4 down to verse number 8. No, 4 down to verse 10. And Mother, he picked up at 11 down to verse 15. Let's just see what that says real quick. We'll go to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4 to 10. And Mother, he picked up at 11 through 15. Let's see what's going on, y'all, on the clock, come on.
Ephesians chapter 4. Verses 4 to 10.
Yes, ma'am.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4. There is one body and one spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. Verse 5. One Yahweh, one covenant, one baptism. Verse 6. One Yahweh and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Verse 7. But unto every one of us is given mercy according to the measures of the gift of Yahweh the Son. Verse 8. Wherefore he said, when he ascended up on high, he laid captive. And gave gifts unto men and women. Verse 9. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower part of the earth? Verse 10. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heaven, that he might fill all things.
Mm-hmm. That's 11 through 15 at Mother E. What'd that say, Mother E? 11 through 15.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 through 15. Verse 11. And he gave some shepherds and some pastors and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Verse 12. But the purpose of the saints for the work of the minister, for the edifying of the body of Yahweh the Son. Verse 13. Till we all come in the unity of the faith, the covenant, and of the knowledge of the Son of Yahweh the Father, unto a perfect man or woman, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Yahweh the Son. Verse 14, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the seeing of man and cunning craft, whereby they lie and wait to deceive. Verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
But speak the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Yahweh the Son.
Yahweh the Son's the head, huh? All right, that's excellent. Mother D of Israel, so you see, we remember that's the same thing was set up back there in that 28th chapter of Genesis, showing you that that pillow, that stone he was talking about, that was Yahweh. He was Jacob prepared it. Let me tell you something, Jacob. You make sure you understand one thing. This lively stone is me. That's what he said. I'm that lively stone. And the pillars is leader to come. So you got to give them the word what I'm saying, because the 12 tribes of Israel will be the leaders for the known world. So all that was in them verses, and that's why you got to not be carried away with every wind of doctrine. Multi in Israel, what it says in the book of Eva 13, verse 1 and 9. Let's go to the book of Eva, polluted for, book of Hebrew. Hebrews, polluted for Eva. Yeah, God, thank you. Look at 13, verse 1 and 9. What it says in 13, verse 1 and 9. See, this is what we got to keep in our mind when it's hot and heavy. What he says in 13, verse 1 and 9.
The book of...
Hold on a minute. Well, you know we're getting ready to cut you off. Well, you do what you want to do at your radio station. 13, verse 1 and 9. Yeah,
Hebrews,
1 and 9. 13, verse 1 and 9.
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 1 and 9, polluted for Eber. Verse 1, let brotherly love continue. Verse 9, be not carried about with divers and strange doctrine teaching, for it is a good thing that the mind be established with mercy.
So he's telling you, see what it is. The world is all into strange kind of Christianity, Islam, Judaism. That's strange stuff in this Bible. This Bible doesn't have nothing to do with Christianity, Judaism, or Christianity, none of that stuff. Judaism, Islamic, no, see, right? This is why we, and that's why you got to be clear. Where it says that, Mother E? Where it says in Psalms 141, verse number 5, and kick back to verse 3. See, he's talking to those that can one day be pillars and leaders. First, get in order to understand the position of a pillar, which is a leader, to come. It ain't nothing going to fall in your head. It's going to take leadership to show you the way. So, listen to what's written in 141, verse 5, and kick back to verse 3. What does it say?
Book of Psalms, 141, verse 5. Let the righteous knit me. It shall be a kindness. And let him reprove me. It shall be excellent. All which shall not break my head. For yet my prayers also shall be in their
verse 3.
Clement.
Yeah. Verse 3. Otherwise, he's saying, hold on a minute. Hold on, Mother. He said, let the righteous, let the ones that know what they're talking about, let them reprove you and hit you side your mouth with some good book. And don't get offended when the righteous is trying to save your life. See, when the righteous smite you with this book and show you what time it is, don't get offended because you've been smacked side the head with some good book. Is this what you're supposed to do in verse 3 when the righteous smite you? Verse 3.
Verse 3. Let a watch, O Yahweh, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips.
I guess so. Put your hand on your mouth, shut your mouth up. When the righteous come to show you what's going on, shut your mouth up. Shut your mouth up, listen and learn, and this is where you can get to where you can be a leader to come. But the leaders have to show you the way, the ones that are anointed. So don't get offended when we show you what time it is. You don't sit right with you. Don't be a murmur, complainer, and a backbiter, because you're going to lose. Matter of fact, if that's the spirit you got, he's telling you what's going to happen to you, Mother D. of Israel. If you're a murmur, complainer, and backbiter, look what he got written in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 10. So this is what's going to happen to you if you're a murmur, complainer, or backbiter. He got the written what he's going to do to you in 10, verse 10.
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 10. Neither murmur you, as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer.
Hate that stuff. What would happen to you when you're a murmur complaining about the mother of the up Israel? What would happen to you? What is that going to happen to you?
You're going to be destroyed by the destroyer.
This is the man saying. So if you see yourself a murmur complainer and a backbiter, do you know your outcome? The man going to destroy you. So the last thing you want to be a murmur complainer and a backbiter. The man said, I'm going to kill him. See, this is what they'll see, right? So, you know, that's what we come home to tell you. That's the last spirit you want to have in you, a murmur, complainer, or backbiter, and you got always something to put against anointed leadership. Remember, if Yahweh put them there, he'll take them out. All you got to do is don't be a murmur, complainer, or backbiter. The man will kill you. Little D.F. Israel. Let's find out exactly what's going on in Acts chapter 5, verse 38 and 39. See, listen, see, right here, it's written, and we come humble to tell you, if you got the spirit of a murmur, complainer, and a backbiter, Yahweh going to kill you. And we just got you reading it, 10 verse 10. Then look what he says over here, Mother E, and Acts 5, 39 and 40. 38 and 39.
Book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 38 and verse 39. Verse 38, and now I say unto you, refrain from these men, and let them alone. For if this counsel or this word be of man, it will come to naught. 39, but if it be of Yahweh, you cannot overthrow it, lest happily you be found even to fight against Yahweh.
You see what the man is saying? If the counsel what we do, if it's not of Yahweh, you ain't got to backbite, murmur, or complain. It will come to nothing.
Right.
But if it's of Yahweh, leave it alone. Because you're fighting against Yahweh, you're going to lose. Moving back up and preach up there and see that come from in 11:24 Numbers. Look what Yahweh said to Moses. He made a statement of Mother, and Mother D.F. Israel had me Psalms chapter 5, 6 through 12 waiting on me. Mother E, he pulled that verse from 11:24 Numbers. What he said in Numbers 11:24.
Okay. Book of Numbers, chapter 11, verse 24. Let me get this. Numbers, chapter 11, verse 24. And Moses went out and told the people the words of Yahweh and gathered the 7 men of elders of the people and set them round about the throne.
Mm-hmm. Well, hold a minute. I'll make that's 11:24 there, Mother. That's 11:24. Let me get a little peek at that. Okay, make it kick up to verse 23 now. So now Moses put all the people around. He put all the ones that Yahweh said, look out and get me what I need to work with and bring them to me to the temple. And look what he said in verse 23.
Numbers chapter 11, verse 23. And the Yahweh said unto Moses, if the Yahweh's hand waxed short, thou shalt see now whether my words shall come to pass unto thee or not.
You hear that, man? That's big talk. He said, Moses, I'll tell you what. I don't have no alligator arms, Moses. We're going to see will my words stand or not. I'm telling you, a backbiter or murmur complainant will be the last thing to come out your mouth. Man going to keep. See that? He said, ain't nothing he said going to come back. Boy, we can reach that 55, 8 through 11. We ain't going to read. But we is going to read Psalm chapter 5, 6 through 12, Mother D.F. Israel. What does it say, Mother D.F. Israel? Psalm 5, 6 through 12.
Psalms chapter 5, verses 6 to 12. Verse 6, mm-hmm. Thou shalt destroy them that speak, listening, Yahweh
yeah,
will appoint.
Yeah,
huh?
Listen. He said, listen. He said, I'm going to destroy them that got that listen mentality. You know, listen mentality, that means great big old mouth, backbiter, murmuring, complainer. I'm going to destroy them. That's what he's saying. Go ahead.
Okay. Yahweh will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But verse 7, but as for me, I will come unto your temple in the multitude of your mercy, and in your and in the fear will I worship towards your righteous temple. Verse 8, lead me, O Yahweh, in your righteousness because of my enemy. Make your way straight before my face. Verse 9, for there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward parts is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulchre, whatever. They flatter with their tongue. Verse 10, destroy thou them, O Yahweh. Let them fall by their own counsel. Cast them out in the multitude of their sins, transgressions. For they have rebelled against you.
Ain't that something? He said they have rebelled against you because when Yahweh got rid of your do's and your don'ts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how excited you get. If you got rid of the do's and the don'ts, then you find
mm-hmm.
out that this is a do and this is a don't. Then you better take heed and don't let your spirit get you hemmed up. The man saying, look, if there's anything that he don't like, he said, he will correct it. All he needs you to do is obey when anointed leadership tell you this is the way. So let's read that, Mother. Let's read it, what he said, this is the way. Well, we're going to get that verse there. He said, yes, see, pull that verse out. But take 7. This is the way. How about the 30th chapter of Isaiah? Let's run and find out. See, he's going to tell you, this is the way. See right here. The way is to never get excited. Let's run to the 30th chapter, and we pick it at verse 19 down to verse 21 there, Mother E. Let's see what he says there. Oh, Isaiah the seer. He's talking now. 30.
19 to 21. Oh, well.
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 19 to 21. Is that what he said?
I think he said that. It must be to cut him off.
Maybe.
Well, I guess read it most.
I guess so. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 19 to 21.
Mm-hmm.
For the people will dwell in Yahweh Judah, the southern kingdom. Thus shall weep no more. He will be very gracious unto thee at the voice of crying. When he shall hear it, he will answer thee. 20. And though the Yahweh give you the bread of adversity and the way of affliction, yet not their teacher. The bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet shall not your teacher be removed into corners anymore. But that I
Yeah, they cut you off too, mother. I guess so.